reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping.
You're now dialed into the Voice of Tor podcast with your host, Luke Hay. The Voice of Tor podcast is brought to you by Westchester Mulch Company and FMF Rental.
Secretly stern as they speed through the finish, the flags go down, the fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup, but he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going.
All right, everybody, it's hard to believe that we are finally here. It is the week of the first round. The Thunderbolt GP is going to be March 15th and 16th at the New Jersey Motorsports Park, 8000 Dividing Creek Road in Millville, New Jersey. This is one of our OG locations. If you've raced last year or back during our Triple Crown, this has kind of been our home away from home here at the New Jersey Motorsports Park. They opened up their doors with open arms, and we are very gracious to be considered a part of the NJMP family, and going to be another awesome season there this year. We got the Thunderbolt GP here, the first visit, and then we'll be back a little bit later on, the end of the season. Again, just some general stuff here before we get into this podcast. I'm going to read everything directly off of the event day flyer. Again, it's the Thunderbolt GP, March 15th and 16th. Gate times, Friday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., Sunday, 6 a.m., gates open. Gate prices, it's $20 per person. That gets you in the gate for the weekend. And then it's 5 and under are free. Registration is Friday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, bright and early at 9 a.m. And then closing down at 4 p.m. And then Sunday, 7 a.m., bright and early. Registration will be open. Race prices, $50 per class, $60 for the pro classes, $40 per peewee class, $20 day passes for memberships, and then $50 for season-long memberships. And then for the Lightning Tykes, also known as the Stasic Bike Riders, that is a $15 class. So again, we've got some awesome events going on Saturday and Sunday, and I'm not going to break it down per day. Well, maybe I will here when I'm looking at it. So it's race day schedule A and race day schedule B. That's something I want to mention. You'll see on our schedule that we have two different schedules, and that is for the doubleheaders. I'm sorry, for the days that we're going to have single day events, it'll be schedule B, I believe. And then the 2 day format races where we have the peewee, the vintage, the youth, and the ladies of tour on a Saturday. Then we will have, post everything on one day, if that makes sense. It might sound a little confusing right now, but schedule A and schedule B, they're going to be for the 2 day events versus the 1 day events. And again, so Sunday we're going to be racing starting at 9 a.m., the C-Class, and there will be no youth or peewees this weekend on Sunday. They will be on Saturday. So again, guys racing the C-Class, you are the first race of the day on Sunday, and likewise on Saturday, the peewees are the first race of the day at 11 a.m. So it's pretty similar. We did this last year, so you guys should be familiar with it, but it's going to be more more of a formal thing this year where we have it kind of ironed out. So again, check out our Instagram and our Facebook for all of that information and to get a better understanding, because I realize that I probably just did a really terrible job of explaining that. But I'm doing the best I can here right now. It's late. It's 9:32 here on Tuesday, March 11th, and I'm going to crank this pod out for you guys and get it uploaded before the weekend. And I can't let everybody down that did their interviews at the banquet, so they will be following here. And that's really what this whole pod is going to be. It's a banquet and a 2024 recap. And we did some interviews with some of our peewee riders, youth riders. We had some of the C guys. We had the sweepers. I had Rob Lytle, the track manager down at Bud's Creek, who joined us for the banquet. Rob jumped on and did a little interview with me. Great dude. Love you, Rob. Trying to think who else we had here. There was just a good handful of people that I got to sit down with at the banquet. I brought all the podcast equipment with me, set it up in the expo, and I was kind of grabbing people, doing like a little bit of a live show thing. So that's where we're going to be getting into. It's here, folks. I'm stoked. I can't wait to get back to racing. Seriously, can't believe that it's here. All the things that I said I was going to do all winter, I never did. I'm scrambling to get the camper ready. I'm putting a water heater in it pretty much as we speak. The RM125, I never picked up the cylinder. It's done. I just have to get it and put the bike back together. So needless to say, I don't think I'll be racing the vintage class this weekend, but project one to get done is the camper, and we'll be ready to rock and roll here by Friday. So without further ado, we're going to get right into it and with some of these interviews, like I said, from the banquet. Hope you guys enjoy, and I'll see everybody this weekend at the Thunderbolt GP. Up right after that. So I thought it'd be awesome here. I always bring the podcast box with me to every race, and I always think that I'm going to have time to bring it out during a part or, you know, the party, you know, on Saturday night or something, and get a couple of good stories around the campfire. And every round this season, it didn't happen once. And I threw the podcast box, into the car last night. My wife looked at me like, seriously, why are you bringing that? Because I didn't use it once all season. And I was like, no, I got a feeling. I got a last-minute idea. I'm going to set up at the expo and see if I can grab a couple people. So this is perfect. And I have got my first victim. And it's very fitting because this gentleman right here, it seemed like we were on the same timeline. I don't know how. We just kind of linked up here. We're both Chester County guys, never met before. Bumped into each other at the Wawa. He was like, you're the voice of Tour. And that was one of my first starstruck moments. So again, very fitting here that I have my buddy, Gaetano Press. Am I saying that correctly?
Gaetano.
Okay. I do my best. I'm sorry. But is it Gates for short, or what do you prefer?
Go by Gates. I'll pretty much answer anything.
All right. Perfect. All right. Well, so Gates, I gave a little bit of an insight there. You are from Chester County, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And very soon, like, tell us the story. What happened when in that Wawa that day?
So, yeah, I was running, you know, a couple of the Tour races. It was probably, like, I don't know, third one in, I guess, or so. And I'm just browsing Wawa per usual. And I'm like, see this guy in his Pit Vipers. And I'm like, pretty sure that's Luke over there, voice of Tour. So I was like, I got to go up and say something. He doubled back on me. I almost lost you. And then went up and I was like, you're the voice of Tour? He's like, yeah, why? Sat there and told him who I was and what class I raced, and he was like, that's awesome, man. I was like, I'll see you next weekend.
Yeah,
and
that was
how it shook down.
Yeah, that was awesome, man. And then I feel like after that, it was like I was bumping into you at the grocery store, and then we were at the same gas station. Yeah. I was like, is this guy following me or something right
I
now?
I just constantly running.
Yeah, I told my wife, I was like, I saw that guy again today. It was too funny, man. So, yeah, we kind of got friendly over the course of the season here. So, yeah, at all the races, man. I love your kit. You know, you're easy to pick out there. The purple and the green, man, that is right up my alley.
Yeah, same.
So with that, tell us about your racing this season, what class you were in, where did you finish, what are you riding?
All right, so Gaetano Press from Chester County, Pennsylvania. This is actually my first year ever racing a dirt bike. I raced nationals on quads.
We won't tell anyone that.
Back in 2019, yeah.
I'll edit that out.
Nobody wants to see my quad, I understand. They don't have it anymore anyway. So anyway, went out there and never really raced woods. Never really did extreme section and went out there.
Could have fooled me.
Went out there and put the bike up on the podium first couple weekends, top three and top five finishes. And I looked at my girlfriend, Emily, and I was like, you know what? Like, I guess we're going to have to stick with this. And I wound up
start building some confidence.
Yeah,
start building
some confidence, getting some podiums. And next thing you know, I find myself first in points running Vet C first year out there. And it turned out pretty good and wound up winning the championship. Hit every round, but the last
champion
one from went down.
Damn, man, that is awesome. So something kind of that, kind of like a half-baked idea, you wanted to kind of just, you know, get your feet wet a little bit.
And then it turned out into
fully committed.
A full-out,
chasing
the series.
Yeah, you guys saw, like I said, I saw you guys both at every round, and always with a smile on your face and enjoying yourself with the races. It seemed like you were hooked right away.
Yeah,
and what kind of bike you're on?
I run IKX 250 2022.
Okay, and what do you like about the Cowie or don't like?
I like when it keeps me off the ground. But
okay.
Mostly that's me, but I like it. I got my suspension done by Tony at True Ride. And
okay.
Keeps me working pretty well, and the rest is just pretty much stock, you know, just suspension, and
so
that's about it.
I have a quick story here. I have
my brain works in a weird way, and I always pick up on unique little things that I can remember about every rider, and I always love to tease everybody here. And one of my questions that I usually do at the end of the podcast, which is the rapid-fire questions that I started to incorporate into asking riders, is flags or full handguards? And I know that you run just the Barkbuster with no flag on it, which not a lot of guys run anymore.
Yeah.
Any particular reason you do that?
I kept busting them off.
Okay, so, to hell with
and
them.
When I busted them off, I lose one, I lose another. So I was like, I'm just going to run the bars.
Get rid of them, yeah. Like, that's great.
Put a new set on, and then the first weekend you put them on, you lay it down,
gone.
They go flying.
Yeah.
But I did put a new set on
okay.
for the last two races of the year.
I must
and they're
it.
Still on there, but they're
golf
they are
clap,
stress crowd.
Golf
yeah.
clap.
There are stress cracked already, and they're
that's
hanging
great.
On by a thread. But
that's too funny. Yeah, I knew yeah. there had to have been some type of reason,
I mean,
man.
You replace them every other weekend. You keep
yeah.
ripping them off. I'm just like, well,
yeah,
guess we'll just do without
it.
Them.
Yeah, saving weight. Saving yeah, weight. Yeah. That's too funny, man. Any other little, secrets you got for that Cowie, that championship winning Cowie, or any other things to your routine, or what does it take to, you know, step back on a bike, or really your first time ever racing? Like, what did you do to get on the top step of the podium, man?
To be honest with you, I really wish I could tell you, like, what the secret was, but I just went out there, and I literally gave it my all when I could give it my all, and rode smart, tried to keep the bike off the ground, which
sure.
is hard to do in the woods. I mean,
yeah.
you got to basically face up to the fact that when you get on that bike, there's a good potential you're probably going to lay it down.
For sure.
But keep your composure, try and stay upright, and make smart decisions. I got pretty good starts this year. That was key.
Sure.
Staying out of trouble.
Cowie starts pretty good?
When it wants to.
Okay.
I mean, it has its temperamental a little bit, sure. but it...
as they do,
it,
all of them.
It had me nail some pretty good starts this year. I mean, like going 1-1 at Bud's on a doubleheader weekend, I never thought that was going to be a thing going into it.
I'm sure.
But wound up doing that. So, like, there's a lot of things this year that I never thought I would do on a dirt bike coming out first year back over in the racing scene. So,
oh man, you're giving me goosebumps a little bit
yeah,
right
it was
now
pretty
too.
Sick.
You know, even
sick.
I mean, the vet class, you're an old head, but it's still your first
yeah.
time out there. You telling me that story is like hearing it for the first time from when I interview a 5 or 6 year old kid, and they're telling me the same story. I'm not that's like not disrespecting, but
no,
it's like
I get
it's
it,
a
I get it.
It's something that we can all come together and have the same feeling. Like dirt bikes just make us all feel a certain way, man.
It was definitely a comeback year for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like I said, man, give me chills. All right, now before I start crying here, last question for you is
come on, you're gonna make me Indian. Here over here.
favorite memory from the season, man. Lay it on us. Doesn't could be on the bike or off
oh,
the bike.
Man.
What's your favorite memory from this year?
Favorite memory's just probably got to be it's probably got to be Bud's. Like, I was struggling with some personal stuff through life and this and that, you know, like some days you just don't feel like getting out of bed, and that weekend at Bud's, went to a doubleheader, wasn't really feeling myself. Had my girlfriend Emily there talking to me every day, saying, you just go out there and ride your dirt bike, ride your dirt bike. So what I did was I went out there and ride my dirt bike, and I literally had John next to me out there on the track, and he was in first, and I just hunted him down a little bit, and I came off that track on the second moto on Sunday after the win on Saturday, and just literally broke down with the dub, because, like, I just looked at her, and it was
joy.
Just straight emotion
yeah.
of just everything that we've been through, like, it's a lot to get out there, dude, week in and week out, working, getting the bike
yeah.
ready, you know, packing the trailer, driving,
sure.
riding, like,
sure.
it's a lot, and, like, it just hit me full tilt. So that was probably one of my best memories this year, and just having family there and friends and people supporting you and realizing that you can get your leg back over that machine and do some pretty cool
do
stuff
some
with
damage.
It.
Yeah.
yeah. It was pretty cool.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that and being very honest and having a little bit of a look behind closed doors there. That's
awesome.
Yeah, it's good stuff because not everybody hears that. So that'll go a long way, I'm sure, with a lot of our listeners. Awesome job again, Gates. And anything you want to leave the listeners with here before I let you get back to the party, bud?
I just want to thank everyone from Tour, and you guys put together a hell of a season this year, and it's been a really fun ride.
And how about the folks who put that ad together for you? Who put that together?
Was that you there?
Well,
Luke?
But I didn't mean me. I didn't mean me. Oh, yes, I put it together, but who set that up
that,
for you?
That was my boss, Mike Gibbons, and my manager, Ben Klein, and yeah, they kind of surprised me with that
nice.
One there.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Suburban
they were,
Motors put us on the map, and
so shout out
I got
to
thank those
yeah.
guys and my boss for throwing that little surprise
yeah
in there
for they were very happy and excited to do that for you, man. You
look
yeah
sick.
Yeah, you're a good dude, and obviously everybody knows it, man, so we're happy
Luke,
to have you as one of
it,
ours
man. Thank
catch
you
catch up with you, bud.
Appreciate it.
Yep, see ya. Now that wasn't all that corny, was it? All right, I'm joined here by three very special gentlemen. Again, we're back here at the Tour Banquet in the middle of the Expo Center live. I have some folks who are featured in the Banquet magazine. Isn't that right, gentlemen? Introduce yourselves from right to left, or from left to right on your side.
Well, that's all right, Luke. We're on the opposite sides of the table here. But start with me. I'm Joe. Joe Ferraro. Sometimes I race the tours. Sometimes I help work the scoring on the tours. Sometimes I market for tour. Most of the time I just fish and don't show up. So that's my story. My friend Nick Quinn right next to me. Great guy.
Nick Quinn. I help out when I can and do as little as possible.
Noted. Okay. And what do you do actually specifically while you're there, Nick? Anything good or not?
Usually sweep ride.
Sweeper. Okay, got it.
Work and scoring sometimes.
And how about this fellow?
Dan Cassidy. I am also part of the sweeping crew. That's about the extent of it.
I read that you two specifically sometimes are making them at night. Can you elaborate?
No.
Nope. But it's confirmed that we do make them at night.
Understood. All right, well, we're all old buddies here at Teagan. It's funny, we got Joe. We're all a couple of Westchester cronies here. Dan, kind of Westchester by association, in and out, obviously, from West Virginia and back and forth through the summers, you know, becoming friendly with Teagan. That's your little bit of background there. Sorry to tell your story. And then we have Joe, who we just picked up from North Jersey. Kind of sucks, honestly.
It's not my first choice,
but, you know, it is what it is. I don't want to discriminate. You know, tour is a big New Jersey thing. We love everyone from New Jersey. Except for Joe.
Yeah, I'm not from PA. I'm from real New Jersey, aka not Millville. So I'm at the you know, the better part of it, which is the rest of the state. So
North Jersey.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it North.
No, there's maybe only North
central.
Or South. There is
yeah,
no Central.
Yeah, there's a Central.
I've asked many people.
Yeah, it's like Hogwarts. You got to walk through that portal and you end up there.
It's like 4 miles high.
Man, so boys, here we are again, you know, just doing our thing at the you know, the banquet. This is time for us all to kind of hang out, let loose. Not that we don't do that every other weekend, but this is just a time for all of us to kind of enjoy and let our hair down. We're looking around here. We got lots of families filtering in and out. You guys can hear the background noise. It is filling up here. We have about, 3:27, so about another half hour of expo time here left, but it will be remaining open for the next couple hours as we get into the Pee Wee and Youth Awards and everything. So, we're getting posing for a picture here. Peace, man. All right. So this will be fun. Let's just do something like a little bit more serious. We don't have to be clowns this entire time. But I just want to ask you guys, what was your guys' favorite memory from this year? And any you guys, whoever wants to hop in, just say, Eric.
I got that one right here.
All right.
I believe it. We were just talking about it earlier. Possibly the first race or one of the first races of the season. Me and Joe, I believe, were in the scoring trailer and look out over the beautiful horizon of the extreme section, and all you see is Greg Wilson's bike flying through the air with no rider on it.
No rider, it's all flying bike. You know, there were a couple memes made flying around the next week. Greg maybe throwing his bike as a figure skater would throw their partner.
I did now. Yep, I'm familiar. I am familiar now. Yeah,
there were some leotards, there were some ice skates, you know, the whole nine. Got to make the most of any situation that you can meme, you know, as we do.
Yes, specifically tour memes. Dan, are you thinking deep?
I don't have a specific memory that really sticks out, but just the hang
for sure
is you know, the racing is great, but you know, before and after racing is
that's why we're really there. No doubt. I know I had you on the pod once before, and I asked you, you know, I kind of told everybody that you got a new bike and a new camper and all that stuff. So, I mean, you got to be still kind of living off of that energy, too, you know, getting excited. Now you kind of have a system down. I know that same with me and Renee, you know, we have our camper now, and we kind of took all season to get it figured out. You know, we burned through some transformers and water heater and our awning ripped off and my batteries died and just about everything you could think about. But we got through the season with it, and I've been giving her some love over the winter. You guys been working on your rigs, or what are you guys looking at coming into this season?
My rig has been parked since the last round.
How about is the shitter full?
The shitter is empty. Everything is empty. We're luckily in a heated
indoors
building.
Sweet, yeah.
But I have had this this little worry in the back of my brain that the heat has been turned off by somebody else in the
complex,
and that when I go to prep my rig for round one, that things are not going to be as they should.
Looks like we're about to pose here for a picture. Live here we have the lovely Ashley Myers. Everybody, pose. Thank you, Ashley. Catch those later on her website. They're smug mug. But camper life. You think she's going to be ready for the season?
I think so.
Yeah, you got a brand new unit.
I'm optimistic. But,
I gotta ask this gentleman now here, because he got rid of his makeshift toy hauler. What are you coming into next season with?
We're gonna call it the Shaggin' Wagon.
All right.
I really don't know.
I know we're in our boys group chat. You know, we are always sending the latest toy hauler we find on Marketplace. Yeah. Any items you got your eye on?
Probably a nice work and play would be right up my alley.
Hey, they come up. You just got to jump on them quick because they go fast. All right, now Joe, you. What are you sleeping in next year?
Yeah, I choose not to. I come to no races that I have to bring a camper to. So
Sit down for a second. Join us.
Absolutely.
You're not hearing anything. We're not in the ears.
Got a lot of background noise here. I'm just going to shut the fuck up.
Sorry, Joe. I am. I completely lost interest in anything you were saying, Joe. I'm a very, very special gentleman here, and I got to get his ear while I have a chance here. Sorry. I kind of also lost my train of thought for a moment. I can't even see the things why. But, all right. Introduce yourself, young man. Who are you?
Hey, Rob Lytle, Bud's Creek.
Okay, what do you do at Bud's Creek? What's that mean?
Hey, dozer work, trash pickup, everything.
Track prep.
Basically the maintenance dude. You run that show, right?
Yeah.
You are basically Ed's
right-hand man. That is the thing.
Yes, sir. That is a good place to be and an awesome spot to be a right-hand man for. Tell us a little bit about the background there, working down there. What do you like best about your job at Bud's?
Oh, God. Well, leading one of the biggest racetracks, one of 12.
I saw.
Of the year. You know, it's very nice.
Yep.
It's a great honor to hold, and we work very hard to have a big national, but when tour comes around, we love it. We do, because it's low maintenance. You guys don't ask a lot. You kind of handle your own thing.
Yeah, you see a lot of different series that come through and rent the track, right?
That's correct.
Lots of recycling after.
And yeah. How about this?
Especially from the staff pits.
Fun fact, Bud's Creek actually made 50,000 in recycled cans from Coors Lights.
How many other series banquets are you going to?
None.
None. And how many races do you see at Bud's? How many other series that come through just like us?
Probably 14 or 15 a season.
And you're telling us that we're different enough that to make you want to come and hang out with us on a free weekend?
Well, absolutely. My girlfriend and I love tour. It's a great race. Damien, if you remember him. Yeah, for sure.
He spelled his name wrong on the check. I'll never live it down.
Yeah, it's okay. He doesn't care. He still got paid. Yeah, we love it. We love the off-road because we're all moto guys. So every day, Monday through Sunday, is just dirt, like moto. So when we get something different, it's great.
That's awesome. And it makes us feel good because we're a little shy coming from the off-road world, coming to the big bed, Bud's Creek. We don't really know how we're going to be received. And honestly, as
for hearing you say that makes us feel just as good, because it was an unbelievable experience down there at literally the legendary Bud's Creek. We were welcomed with open arms, and we were made to feel like family. We had the complete run of the place. We had basically no bars hold.
Yeah.
And like you said, we tried it low. We tried to take care of the facilities no matter where we are. We always want to leave it cleaner than we found it.
Yeah.
And with your guys' laid back attitude and dedication to the track maintenance, just kind of letting us police ourselves, that's really all we ever ask when we're at a facility.
Yeah.
And you guys made it so easy for us. Man.
Yeah.
So.
It's a great time. The weekend of May 10th, you guys are coming back.
Yep. Yep.
We'll so we will enjoy that. We are going to have a only motor track practice on Friday.
Okay.
I don't know the exact date. I'm sorry,
Lou. We'll
but
no,
yeah.
You're saying dates. I don't even know. I'm nodding along with you like I'm aware of the schedule.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have a good weekend.
Cool.
And we always do.
No doubt, dude.
So,
yeah.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we're glad to see you up here, dude. I'll let you get back to the party, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rob. See you.
Thank you.
I want to get you back on here soon, because you have a very interesting story to tell.
We're going to do it the week before our race.
All right. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
See you guys.
Oh, yeah, slow. And we are back live again here at the Kalahari Resorts, the Temple Off-Road Banquet. Still here with Nick Quinn and Joe Ferraro, and another one of our buddies joined us here. An iconic member here of the Voice of Tour podcast, the first podcast ever released. That would be Mr. Jared Stoner. What up, Jared?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, man. I see you got your own little booth over there pushing some of the merch, letting everybody know that you are what? What is it that you do again?
So I own a screen printing business. I started it about 15 years ago. I was 20.
Damn, and, 15 years?
You know, it was kind of funny. I heard that Tegan was starting up this series, and I was like, man, not only do I want to go and race him, but he might want to sell some t-shirts. So I approached him early on, and he's like, yeah, dude, let's get it going. And honestly, I didn't expect
what it blew up, huh?
Yeah. So
none of us expected this.
And the cool thing was, it's just, you know, we're always brainstorming, always thinking of stuff. They're always thinking outside the box. Like, hey, they've kind of already made a brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without even, you know, try, and they just have a good following. So definitely happy to be part of it. And I just print t-shirts all day and then rip my dirt bike when I can.
You're a little modest there. You are our inaugural season, our little Triple Crown. Jared was our Triple Crown champion, so more than one special reason to have him here. Again, he's part of the podcast family. He's a tour champion and just local fast guy. Everybody knows and loves Jared. And gosh, I lost my train of thought. I was going to ask you something important here, and now I completely forgot. Oh, this is what I thought. I kind of had a realization here as I was listening to you speak. I was like, kind of like looking around, and I was thinking, I was like, man, like, you know, you kind of said you didn't really know what you were getting into. You just said, you know, you knew Tegan, you wanted to race it, and you were like, shit, if I could sell some merch, this is great for me too. But like, dude, basically one full year ago, I'd have to look at my phone, but I know it was either like this weekend or next weekend, because it was the weekend of Motorama, where I shot you a message and I was like, hey, dude, like, half brand idea here. I bought this random podcast equipment. I kind of want to give this a shot. I think you'd be a great person to do this. Let's go hang out. We'll go to Motorama and we'll record something. So long story short, if you haven't heard the first episode, we went up to Jared's shop where he prints his shirts and does all that work, and also where he wrenches on his bikes. Had an awesome interview. We kind of crushed it. I don't think we'll ever have a better one. Jared and I were reminiscing on that. But not to go down memory lane so much, but what I want to say is, like, dude, like, look around from what we were doing last year after the little Triple Crown. We were like, we had fun. We thought it was cool, but we didn't really know what was going to happen this year. Fast forward, like, you know what, 9 months, and all of the racing action, every round we went to, all of the tracks, the national tracks we went to. And then, dude, it what started of just like me, you, Tegan, my dad, my buddy, like, we were in your garage, the three of us, and now we're here at Kalahari Resorts with over 600 people in attendance for our banquet. Dude, does it feel a little surreal to you?
It's pretty crazy. You know, we've all raced since we were kids, and all the series around have their perks and things that people gravitate towards, and it's it's pretty cool. I think if this is one full season and not only be here at Kalahari, but to have all these vendors that stepped up, all these sponsors that stepped up. I mean,
lots of great giveaways and people here.
And I think just with the racing, you know, the racing's good, the tracks are good, and it's a series built by racers, so we kind of, understand what we're looking for. It's great. Hopefully, you know, next year it's gaining traction. I'm hoping, maybe the Vet Pro line fills up.
The Vet Pro line, we're always trying to boost the numbers there. We're always trying to pull some more moto guys out. You know, we want everyone to feel welcome, you know. Yeah. So if you're out there and you're listening and you're a moto guy and you're afraid of the trees, and likewise, if you're a tree guy and afraid of the jumps, come on out here and lay your stuff on the line and see who's got the best of both worlds. And usually it kind of levels out, unless you are like a wicked fast guy like Tyler Stepik, who is just absolutely on rails and can smoke you in the woods and the moto track. You would be surprised, guys, if you're like, you know, that B or A guy, even if you're a C rider, it doesn't matter. But like, if you're a competitive B or A guy and you're on one side of the fence, moto or woods, and you're afraid of trying a tour because it's not your forte, I'm just telling you, like, you're missing out, and it's going to make you an overall better rider. Trying these extreme sections or going out of your comfort zone in the woods or over the jump, whatever it may be that you're not very good at or not comfortable with, come on out and become a better rider here at Temple Off-Road. We offer something for everybody, all the way from the peewees all the way to the pros. You're going to find something to challenge yourself.
I think Stepik's got a little bit of off-road in him.
Do you know anything? Well, I don't know. Like, don't, history or anything?
I don't know the first thing about him, other than he seems like a super cool dude.
Good dude, yeah. I was happy to meet him.
It was funny. We, you know, Bud's Creek weekend, Saturday we all raced, and then Sunday we were all sitting on the pro line, and he goes, "Yeah, dude, I just went home. I didn't unload my bike. I didn't wash my bike." He showed up Sunday with his new bike.
And that's the off-road in him.
All of us on the line looked over and we went, "You're an off-road dude. This is what we do."
Fitting right in.
So it's cool.
I love to hear that. Yeah, it made him feel right at home there with the old dirty, ratty gear and the dirty bike at the line. But yeah, no, not to go back too much there, Tyler, but he had an awesome run there at Bud's Creek. Doing a lot of love at Bud's here. We had Rob on a second ago, but yeah, we had Tyler won every moto that weekend from the Pro 125 line and from the Pro Open line. That was impressive. And again, I was happy to meet him. And hopefully, I did chat with him a little bit towards the end of the season. He was focusing more, you know, getting ready for Supercross and everything. And he didn't really have any time to come out and mess with any tours. But he is happy, you know, being a Maryland guy, he will be happy to come back out to the next time it allows in his schedule. So shout out to you, Tyler, man. And shout out to everybody down there at Bud's again. But let's just take a quick look around here. We got everybody here. I see some of the farmers here. I see the farm boy. I see the farm mama. And then I'm looking for the farmer. I don't see Farmer Pete. He said he was going to come back here to the table with his arch nemesis, Will Gribben. So if I can get the farmer and Gribben on next, that would be awesome. But yeah, just here enjoying ourselves here. The banquet hall and the expo center is starting to fill up there. Hey, Jen, how are you?
Jen, do you want to give us a...
Yeah, what do you have? We're live here for all of our millions of listeners. Anything you want
to
say? Yeah, just there's millions of people out there. I don't know their names, but they're all listening.
Yeah, it's no pressure. We're live on the air. Why don't you just say something to your fans here?
To my fans?
Yes, you have many.
Jen's in the house.
All right.
Oh, there's the farmer.
There he is. Here, you find Gribben? Where's your arch nemesis?
He's over there.
All right. Hey, he's running out of time. It's 2:45, 3:45. We got about 15 more minutes here until I think we're going to start to wrap up the expo center here. But I want to just throw us on pause for now and see if anybody else wants to join us here in a minute. Cool. All right, guys, so we are recording here. I am joined with some of my favorite buddies here from the races. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. I know they're not shy. Introduce yourselves, gentlemen. Who are you?
I'm Carmine.
Carmine and who? Who else we got? I didn't hear you on that one. Carmine and who?
Ren.
Can you hear on the speak in the headphones? Can you hear me? All right, cool, perfect. All right, so I got the Shepherd boys here, and if you don't know them, you better start knowing them because they are tour racers and they are serious. Tell everybody what class you guys race. One at a time. You and then you.
70, 50.
Okay.
Air cooled.
What kind of bike?
Honda CRF50.
Right on. And how about you, bud?
I race 4-6 Wicklid. And I ride KTM.
Right on, man. The 4-6 Liquid, and you're on a KTM. Now, I know you guys are both fast, but I know you ride every day together, too. Who's faster when you're riding at home?
Me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think so? Right on. And where do you guys ride when you're at home? Where are you from?
We're from Memorial. We kind of ride at Cold Pit.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So the Jersey stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Real
cool.
Sandy.
Real sandy? You guys like the sand? I mean, that's where you ride. Do you like it?
Kind of.
Do you like coming up to PA when you're riding the rocks and the mud and stuff?
Yeah, that's way better.
Yeah, you like that better? Cool. And I think your pop rides too, right? Does your dad ride?
Yeah.
Yeah? What class is he in? Do you guys know?
BVET 250.
Do you know it? You got all the answers for me. How did he do this year? Did he do as good as you guys?
I don't know what he got.
No, I think you guys are probably faster than him, right? Is he chasing you around when you're riding, or are you chasing him?
He's chasing us around.
Yeah, still, he's still a little faster than you? Still a little bit? All right, let me ask you guys this. I know I've asked you before a bunch of times, but what did you guys do on Halloween? Tell everybody that doesn't know. What did you do on Halloween?
We dressed up as Luke and Sammy.
So you say dressed up as Luke and Sammy. Sammy is my counterpart on race day. Sammy drops the green flag and everything. So on Halloween, all of our racers and our kids, they came through and knocked on everybody's campus doors, gave candy out. We encouraged everybody to dress up. And one dressed as Sammy and one dressed as me. And they knocked it out of the park. You can check out some of the pictures there on our Instagram and our Facebook. But these guys are like little rock stars around the track. Everybody knows who they are. Like I said, it's a family affair here with them. Pop racing and then them racing and mom supporting you guys at every round. And before I let you go, I want to ask you, do you have any special memories that you want to share? What was your favorite thing that happened this year at the races?
Bud's Creek, where you got to do two double D's.
You liked the Bud's Creek racing?
That was amazing.
And what about you, Bud? What did you like?
Probably the Halloween.
Yeah?
Yes.
Right on. You guys, honestly, I love talking to you. I love seeing you at the races. And let me ask you the question I always end our interviews with. Are we going to see you guys next year at the races? All right, very good, boys. I'll see you soon. And now we are recording. Again, I just made a quick announcement in the banquet hall to try and get as many more riders out here into the expo hall so I could do some quick interviews before we sit down and get the banquet actually rolling. And I am now joined by one of my podium regulars here, Miss Rosie Mathis. Rosie, I'm glad you decided to come over to the table. What's up?
Nothing much. I'm going to be excited for the
TORs. Okay, you've been practicing in the winter? You've been riding at all?
Yeah, I've been riding with the coolers a lot.
Okay, cool. Hanging out the coolers. And if I remember correctly, I can't remember if you're on a small wheel or a big wheel this year. What are you going to ride next year, though?
We don't really know that yet. I think we're going to step up to a 105, but we don't really know
that. Okay, yeah, still trying to feel it all out and everything. So you were on the 85 last year?
Yeah.
And what class do you race?
We kind of haven't figured that out yet. They don't know if I'm going to ride the 7-Eleven boys or stick with the girls.
Okay, hey, mix it up with the boys. I think I see some of the competition here looking to take over the, got on the mic here. So some of the boys in your class might be riding. What do you got? You got a message for any of these yellow boys here? Let them know you're coming?
I don't know.
And now I haven't personally looked at the results, but I'm sure you have. I don't mean to pry, but like, do you ever at the end of a weekend like compare yourself to see if you can run with the boys and where you should be in the class with them? Because I know on the track you know who you're passing and where you should be riding. What do you think about all that?
I don't really keep track of that. I just kind of ride.
Okay. I love it. I say it all the time. Riders ride. I know you come from a long family of riders. It's another family affair for you and your brothers. How many masses are out at the race?
Well, some of my cousins are out there. Like you said, I think it was the last one. Mm-hmm. That there was three Mathises on there. Mia Mathis is my cousin.
Okay.
And
so Mannix is your brother then?
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, another fast guy and a tour regular. And let me ask you, before I wrap, because we're kind of crunched for time here, you got some guys in line, I want to ask you what your favorite memory was from this season.
Probably Bud's Creek. It was very fun.
Buds,
I liked the track.
Nice. Another answer for Buds. There's the man right here. Yep. There goes Tegan. But that's great to hear that you love Buds. I loved it as much as you guys did. So that makes me feel good. Because honestly, I am so thankful that we even got to ride on that track. Like, I know you guys are still kind of young. I consider myself young too. But like, when you're older and you can tell your kids that you raced at Bud's Creek, like, it's going to be a big deal. So just to be hanging out at that place is legendary. So I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. And anything else you want to say, Rose, before I let you go?
Not really. I'm just excited to ride the TO horses next year.
All right. Love to hear it. Thanks, Rosie. We'll catch you at the races.
just going to talk to you. Oh,
she comes.
Yeah, what's she?
Emily.
Emily.
Sure. Yeah, we'll let these goofballs get down later on. Yeah, hop, sit on down. All the mics are out live. Whose tie is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Speaking.
All right, we are still recording here. I never stopped to press pause there. I've got a couple of young tour riders here. Come on, sit down, young. You want to sit down, Gangster P?
Yeah, sit down, press.
Throw them on the headset there. All right, introduce yourselves here. I got some of our youth riders here. Got some of our champions, maybe. We'll start from my right and go around the table. Gangster P, what's your formal name?
My name's Preston, and I won this year's season.
What class you ride?
7-11 All-Star.
65cc. Yeah, right on. And you?
I'm Gino, and I won the 4-11 trail bike.
What kind of bike you on?
110.
Honda?
CRF 110.
Hell yeah. And how about you?
I'm Nate Lyons. I raced the 7-11-85. I got second, sadly. It's good, though. I'm proud.
Right on. I mean, it's a stacked class, man. That's awesome. Second place for the year. I'm going to, you know, shoot the bull with you guys a little bit here and ask you some cool questions. I kind of asked about your bikes and everything from this past season. Any big plans? Anybody want to share anything? What you guys got going on for next season, this coming season?
Yeah, I'm racing the 12-15-85 and with a YZ.
Going to park the 65, you think, or you're going to stay on the 85 full-time? Right on, man, right on. How about you, bud?
I'm going to just start getting faster on my 85.
All right, cool.
And start getting better placements.
Right, getting off the trail rider class,
yeah,
moving
I
on
get
85.
Off it.
Nice, man. I know. Hey, that makes you a better rider. When you can absolutely abuse the hell out of a bike like that, and you are using every ounce of horsepower, when you get onto that 85, man, you're gonna be like mind blown. I'm sure you've been riding it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
hell, you love it, don't you?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. What kind of brand? What kind of bike?
YZ85.
YZ. All right, man. That's right on. And you've been riding a little bit this off season with these guys, or you've been linking up at all, or been kind of quiet in the wintertime?
Not really. Me and Preston have just been riding the snow.
Okay, yeah, it's been cold, we had some snow, and where are you guys all from? You guys all local, you live around each other, or?
Yeah, I live close to him, we're both like 5 minutes.
Okay, and what about you, Mr. Lyons, where do you live?
I'm in PA.
Okay.
I'm like probably an hour or two away from these two.
Okay, so you guys hang out outside the races at all?
Not really.
Okay, so this is great that you guys get to hang out and get back to the racing and everything and see everybody here one more time before we get back to the season. Right on. I'm getting the call here. It is 4:01, which means we're going to have to start closing this down here. Before I let you all go, anything you guys want to say before they get into the awards?
I was wondering, why did you guys take away the big wheel 12-15 class?
Listen, if you want to talk about the rules, Cole is the man. Like I say, I tell everybody, all I do is show up, run my mouth, talk about dirt bikes, and go home. Yeah. I don't write the rule book, right? I'm just the guy who everybody likes to hang out with.
Yep.
I'm the fun guy on the weekends. How about you? Anything close with us?
Not really.
All right. Gangsta Pig?
He stole my question.
Okay. Yeah, see, I don't even know what any of the classes means. I just act like I know what I'm talking about. But all right, guys, scram. I'll see you guys in a minute.
All right, see ya.
Looks like I am being shuffled out of here. What are we doing? We done? Get it started in there? Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll continue this. We have time, I think. Yeah.